A little morning rain, then clearing skies today. It'll be breezy too, maybe reaching 70. Could be up to 75 tomorrow and Wednesday. 228 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported by public health officials in the Quad Cities since Friday. That takes the total case count to more than 7,000 since the pandemic began. One more death takes that total to 118. Iowa has reported more than 3,800 new cases since Friday, taking the statewide case count close to 100,000. Illinois added more than 8,400 cases to go over 319,000. With many school-aged children back in the classroom in Illinois, the Department of Children and Family Services is beginning to see an increase in reports of potential child abuse and neglect. Hannah Meisel reports.
Calls about child abuse and neglect usually fall in the summer, when kids are away from mandated reporters like teachers and social workers. But with school buildings closed due to the coronavirus pandemic, abuse and neglect reports fell by half earlier this year, worrying child welfare experts about what was going unreported. In addition to calls getting back to a more normal range lately, DCFS is launching an improved online portal to report child abuse and neglect. The new online reporting system comes nearly a year after an audit found the agency's telephone hotline was frequently overloaded. The slowness at the hotline often resulted in delays and callbacks to mandated reporters, warning DCFS of potential danger to kids. In the 2020 fiscal year, 123 children died after DCFS had some prior contact with their families. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate says Iowans have set a record for absentee ballots requested in an election. While more Iowans are voting by mail than ever before, more than 50,000 blind and visually impaired Iowans can't vote by mail on their own. Katerina Sestarek reports.
Groups representing blind Iowans have been asking the Iowa Secretary of State and lawmakers for more than a year to approve an accessible absentee ballot system. Then voters could use a computer program at home that would read the ballot out loud, allow them to mark the ballot, print it, and mail it to their county auditors. Carrie Chapman is president of the Iowa Council of the United Blind. She's had someone help her fill out an absentee ballot, but she says blind Iowans have a right to vote privately and independently.
There's people that don't have an option of having someone come and help them. And especially during the pandemic, they may be high risk, you know, so having someone come into their home is a whole other ballgame in terms of that.
The Secretary of State's office says the legislature needs to pass a law to make this happen. But advocates disagree, especially since the Legislative Council has recently approved other changes to election procedures. I'm Katerina Sestarek, Iowa Public Radio News.
U.S. Senator Joni Ernst stopped in Davenport yesterday as part of a Ride Across Iowa event. She addressed supporters outside of the Scott County Republican headquarters while protesters drove around the parking lot in a truck waving signs.
See, that's what $100 million will buy you right there. Anyway, make sure you tell them thank you, because this is the United States of America where we are free to do that. Thank you very much, veterans. Thank you very much.
Progress Iowa organized the protest. Camelia Pohl says she and her husband are both veterans, but they haven't received support from Ernst.
We have soldiers committing suicide. And what are they addressing in the Senate right now? They're trying to cram a Supreme Court down our throat in 20 days. You've got people that are unemployed. You got people that are getting sick and they're dying.
Brendan Conley with the Ernst for Iowa campaign says proceeds from Ernst's Ride Across Iowa event will go to providing combat veterans with emotional support animals and supporting Iowans hurt by the August derecho.
You know, it's despicable but not surprising that Teresa Greenfield and her backers would go so far as to attack the first female combat veteran to serve in the U.S. Senate for a charity event whose proceeds go directly to nonprofit organizations.
Ernst also told reporters she would not be attending President Trump's campaign rally in Des Moines on Wednesday, since she is serving on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Habitat for Humanity celebrated an important milestone for three of its families. Last week, it burned their mortgages, symbolizing that they had paid off their home loans. Development Director Alicia Gaiman says since the Quad Cities chapter was founded in 1993, it has completed 116 houses, and a total of eight families have paid off their mortgages.
Most of the mortgages now that we write are about $85,000. But it is dependent on what the family is able to afford. And so what we do is try to make sure that the payments, house payments, never exceed 30% of their income.
At the beginning, Habitat completed one house a year, but now finishes five or six. Gaiman says along with becoming homeowners, the families also become property taxpayers.
Since 1993, our Habitat homeowners have paid almost $1.4 million into local property taxes. We're up to paying between $100,000 and $140,000 per year right now. That is going into local property taxes.
On Saturday, Habitat dedicated its 116th house. Groundbreaking for number 120 will be held this coming Saturday. In sports, the Rays beat the Astros 2-1 to take Game 1 of the American League Championship Series. Game 2 is late this afternoon in Tampa Bay. The Dodgers host the Braves in Game 1 of the National League Championship Series tonight. The Lakers claim their 17th NBA championship by beating the Heat 106-93. 2017 Deer Classic winner Bryson DeChambeau went 18 under par and tied for 8th place in the Shriners Hospitals Open over the weekend in Las Vegas. 2012 Deer winner Zach Johnson tied for 19th at 16 under par. Defending champion Dylan Fratelli tied for 34th place at 13 under. Martin Laird won in a playoff with Austin Cook and Matthew Wolf. All three ended regulation at 23 under par. I'm Jay Pierce.